This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.
All right, I think this is all that we're expecting. So I'll call this April 9th, 2024 meeting of the Johnson Carey Cemetery District to order. Is there any public comment? None from here at that end? Okay. The agenda is in front of you. Does anyone have any additions or subtractions from that? Okay, if not, I would accept a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion and a second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We've all had a chance to look over and approve the vouchers. Do we have a formal motion to approve those as presented?
I move that we approve the vouchers as presented.
I second.
Motion and second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Sean did an excellent job of typing up the minutes from last meeting, and they're in your packet. Anyone have any additions, changes, concerns, or a motion?
I'm just looking at where it says PC gate that has the two stars and then the two stars above that. Is that just what you meant? Just refer to that?
Yeah, that's kind of my. Oh, okay. That's just kind of.
That's simple. Fine. I just wanted
rather to be redundant.
Yes. Yes. No problem. I would move that we accept the minutes from the February meeting. March meeting.
Okay, a motion.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Moving this right along. Chanda's here to tell us the good financial news.
Okay, on the first page of the financial report, the balance sheet, the checking says a negative $50,000, and again, it automatically transfers, and the bank does it every check. So that doesn't get reconciled until the bank statement, but it's not overdrawn. This is just the QuickBooks balance. We did not, as of today, receive the treasurer's payment, and YFSTAR interest as of today was not up yet either. On the profit and loss, I have a typo. I need to fix that gopher thing. Whatever I type, I will fix that. Sorry about that. But I don't think there is anything else out of the ordinary there. There was a reissued check for Sean, but it doesn't show up there because it's just a reissued check. On the profit and loss, budget versus actual, we are 75% through the fiscal year as of the end of March. Again, the county check did not show up, so property taxes and motor vehicles aren't on there. As far as overage, there isn't really anything that's new. In the insurance, there's a negative at 937 for this month, but that was a refund, so that's why that shows up that way. I don't think there's anything else there, unless there's any questions.
Does the county usually come in May after they've gotten the property
tax?
They
get their largest pay, or their last big pay will be June, actually. Due June.
Okay.
I think it's actually due the end of May.
Yeah. May 31st.
So we will should see the bigger check in June. And then the only other thing I had for Treasurer's Report, it's getting about time to send out a request for proposal for reviews / audits. If you guys want me to do that, I know Mohawk will not do an audit. So if you guys are interested in an audit, the only one I know in the state is Porter, Muirhead, Corning, and Howard at a Casper. And they're about twice as much as a review.
When was the last one?
The last audit was before I was here.
Which would it have been?
I think I started in 2019.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
How often do we normally have an audit?
There's no requirements because you guys are under the threshold for requiring an audit. Some boards I work with, like the fire department's on a 5-year rotation. Every 5 years they do an audit, whether it's required or not.
And we just had the overview.
Review.
Mm-hmm. We just had that, right?
You have to do it every fiscal year.
Okay.
That is required every fiscal year.
I mean, pass it with flying colors?
Yes.
Of course.
Sandra is wonderful.
I know. Hi, Bob. We just brought him in to say that. You can go.
You better say easier. I'll tell you what. She is good.
Yes.
What do other boards do, Bob, for the audit thing? Is it every 5 years? Or?
And, you know, they're all different. The fire department, of course, they spend some time. They have one every year. Mm-hmm. The sheriff's office.
Well, the sheriff actually goes through the county. So they
used to have that one on the rural health care district. I think it's over $1 million.
Yeah. Is that any correct? Expenditures or income. Yes.
Yeah. And so we have one. They're expensive, and I don't know that they add that much information above and beyond a review.
I've worked with Puerto Mirror, California, and they do, it's a lot more work for me. They will pull, they send me a list of stuff, and I need to pull and have documentation for every, like there's 20 deposits, 20 expenses, 20 payroll checks, and I have to show everything on it. A review, they kind of look at the bank statements and do the reconciles and that kind of thing. So it...
You get a lot more.
Yeah, with Puerto Mirror and Courtney doing it, it is more extensive.
My opinion is, if we had a questionable review, if they had any questions at all, if we had a new bookkeeper, of course, we're all new here, but I think we're in such a good place that I don't know why we would spend money on an audit at this time.
I guess if you feel strongly, you ask the question, I guess. Do you have experience with others that where you've done audits? Or?
The library. But that was also kind of through the umbrella of the county. But I don't know that... I think ours is so cut and dry for the most part right now. Maybe in a year after we get the Columbarium, is that what it's called?
Yes, sir.
Maybe, you know, when we get the irrigation system done, money has really gone through the system, we've spent some of our savings. Maybe then we could have one, but I don't know. I don't think we need one right now.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, we've got all these major expenses and things that we're kind of in the process of doing the audit right now wouldn't make as much sense as after that kind of finished.
So when would that, I mean, if we signed on for it, would they, because all of those projects will be within this fiscal year, I hope they will, the majority of them, right, Sean?
Yeah, I believe the majority of them, if they're not completed, will know pretty firm where we're at financially.
We will have expended. Yeah. 75 to 80%.
The largest purchase is obviously the material coming up front. So the big purchasing will be done, even though the project may still have some loose ends, whatnot.
So if we did it, they would be reviewing the transactions from July 1st of 2023 through July 1st,
yes,
or June 30th of 2024.
The current fiscal year that we're in, yeah.
So that would capture those two projects. So, I mean, I guess if that's the consensus, maybe we do put in for an audit this year. Because that would be, I mean, I think at least in the near future, this will be as much as we will expend in a fiscal year.
I kind of like the idea of getting through these projects and then, okay, let's go again with the clean.
They actually won't do the audit until, depending on but it'll be next fall is when they will look
at it. We can budget for it.
I want to know.
An audit is going to run about $18,000.
Yeah. Just for us.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, they're
across the county about $75,000 every year.
And ours were 10 to 15 when I was on the Rural Healthcare District. I mean, they're
a little painful.
It's a lot of, yeah.
How serious do you think we should maybe have it this year, Luke?
I mean, I guess if we're going to have one, we're going to expend, what's our total expenditure this year?
For
also
the cemetery?
Fiscal year for the budget. But yeah. 23-24 was 508,787.
Plus, did that include our capital outlay? So we'll be 802.
Yeah, then you go 584, 437, which would probably be the bulk of your spending. So you got a little over $500,000 that you had run through your budget this year. So it's probably going to be the largest budget year with sprinkler and equipment upgrades that we'll have for, I would like to think, many more years to come. So that does make sense, maybe doing it at that point, or maybe budgeting it for the next year, and maybe it's going to be...
You will pay for it next year, yeah. But they will be auditing
the next fall.
The previous year.
Yeah. That makes sense. I don't feel strongly that it's necessary. You know, we review all this stuff. But
there were no real red flags in our review or anything that would create a cause for concern by any means. So I guess that's something we'll throw out there.
We spent enough money this year that if we could wait, it'd be nice.
Okay. So I guess the consensus that I'm hearing would be to just put it out for bid for review.
Okay, and I can send it to both of them. Mohawk, even for the review, will be quite a bit cheaper than Cordemir Head and Cornea. But I can get a request for a review estimate for both of them.
From your input, their Mohawk's reviews have been adequate, or?
Yeah, I mean, even a review, Porter will go into more detail. Michael's fine to work with, he's great. Sometimes it takes a little longer. Whereas Porter's always pushing me for information, and it's kind of vice versa. But no, I think the final project is out of the way.
Does it matter that Mohawk does our taxes?
We don't do any taxes here.
Wasn't he here?
He presented the review last year.
The review, that's why he's here.
Yes. Got it. He did the GMS.
Well, let's get them both, and we'll make a decision, I guess.
Sure.
Thank you. Any questions? More questions, Chanda, about the financial report? If not, I would take a motion to approve what was presented.
I make a motion that we approve what is presented in the financial report.
I will second that.
Okay, a motion, a second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. So, per my note on the...
Thank you.
The discussion was sent out with the agenda. I just was going to hold off on any further budget discussions today until we have Sheila back and Bob back. So we'll plan to kind of tackle that next month and kind of get a final budget approved. So Chanda did provide us with this worksheet. I have the information to give her for the payroll expenses to get that kind of finalized for next month from our discussions. Sean's going to finalize his thoughts on equipment needs and any projects that we're going to have that will extend into next year.
Yeah, and if we can extend that out, I think that'd give Danetti an opportunity to maybe be here for that also, because I'd like her to have a voice in what she needs.
Sure.
Casey.
Bob.
You need to expect a 15% decrease in your allocation this coming year for the next budget.
Decrease?
Yeah. Decrease. That's what we figure the decrease in the valuation is going to be. Property will be up a little, but minerals will be down because the price of gas is down. Oil is up, but its production is starting to wane off a little bit, like it does every year. They haven't drilled any new wells this year, so we're looking at about 15% decrease.
What would that put roughly a mill?
It's going to be about 400,000, I think.
So about 500,000.
If it's 15%, it would be about $412,000.
So it's like 50,000 less than it came in around last year.
Just a number you need to know for your budgeting and your mail
letter.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I guess the only other thing that comes to mind to have for next month for kind of budget discussion would be what that mill would look like and the numbers for that we would have to pay back based on what we do for, so whatever that number is from 2 years ago, the fancy math, yes. If you would mind doing that.
Yes, and I meant to look at that, and I forgot to look and see what it was, but yes. Yep.
So that we can just kind of discuss that and look at what mill we're going to take at that time. So, but we'll have all those discussions next month. So hopefully it'll be shorter this month, longer next month. John.
Okay, second report, I'm going to just kind of go through the packet here in the order that I have it, which you had a question kind of, Cassie, as to what there was a Walmart purchase, and that I actually added in here just so we can see her, Donetti's wish list there that we did take charge and got those for her. So that's what that voucher was for. And Jennifer Romanowski planning on her cemetery tours. She's kind of gotten some preliminary dates here. So it looks like the second and third weeks of August will be the cemetery tours, which I would like to try and promote a little more than they have been in the past on our end. I know that the Jim Gatchel does their promoting of it, but maybe some signage around here promoting that. I think it's a good opportunity to have people come to the cemetery other than to just visit a lost loved one. I think anything we can do to bring people through the cemetery to see
more customers.
Yeah, we'll see what we're doing here, and that it's not just a cemetery; it can be a public space. I like that. So shared that with you. She doesn't have an actual tour block by block set yet. She's looking through actors and roles for that to play. KC,
do we
go ahead?
Sorry to interrupt you.
That's right.
We don't need a motion or make any formal action on this. No one has any problems with the cemetery tours. I think in the past we've just accepted it. So, perfect.
Okay. So, KC's, Donetti's monthly report. So, there is a couple in KC that are both veterans. One may be passing sooner than later, and it is kind of a rule that we have that everybody goes to the next available military space, but this being a pair or a married couple, we're going to allow them to reserve a space in the veterans section, which isn't something we have done historically, but I think that this situation applies differently. So kind of went ahead and gave her that permission to mark that reserved in Sims. She's had a couple of people come through, Sierra for the headstone. The find grave is becoming a bigger and bigger thing always. So anything we can do, and I want to visit with Donetti about getting photos in our burial search as well, so that we can minimize some of that research that burial, the find a grave does. They can just go straight into our burial search and find those. Kind of business as usual for KC. No service this month, but it does require daily, you know, walkthroughs that she does, and that's why we love Donetti, because she does do that. We can trust that she's doing that. We've taken the tent down to her that we've, it's a brand new tent now, a new canopy, no bending of the bars, everything, new wheels. It's just a really high-end, top-notch tent for her to have. With her services down there that she's able to now use just by herself instead of recruiting family members that I wasn't aware she was doing for a while. When that came to our attention, we decided we needed to do something for her. She's really good at staying in contact with us. She does have a mole issue arising there, same that we've had here. Our research found this device. It's basically a Briggs & Stratton motor that we put over those dens, and it eliminates their den all over time. It does make some noise, but we run those when there's no occupied funeral or anything going on in the cemetery. Excited to try that because we also have that situation in our own cemetery here, which I expect to be a little worse as, you know, things dry out through our irrigation installation process. We're trying to avoid anything drying out excessively by having some backup watering problems or plans, but we will have some mole issues. They like that dry dirt, and they'll move in on us, and they'll thrive in it. So kind of getting ahead of that. Paul and I went to Casper one more time to do a training that is more specific to the actual equipment program that we'll be running for Rainbird. Irrigation update on that. We are waiting for some valves and the Rainbird layout for the head layout. The head layout isn't really a breaking point that keeps us from starting, but the valves are. They invoiced us, I believe, for that a week ago, so we'll be expecting those to show up any day now. So we are doing our spring cleanup and getting everything ready for Memorial Day. We've worked through, I feel like we're actually way ahead on that, and rather than scrambling in May to get that finished for Memorial Day, I think we'll be ready by the 1st of May almost.
That's great, because that's when families start coming
in. Yeah, so
especially ones from out of town.
Yeah, I agree. It's really the week or two before Memorial Day we need to be ready, so I think we're going to be on target for that. We've done a ton of pruning, as you would see if you drive through the cemetery. I think people have noticed, and we've gotten a lot of good feedback. The trees are waking up, so we have to back off on the major, large-scale pruning now. And fortunately, we were able to finish up in the veterans' plot, so that will kind of open up some of those lower areas where I think people are going to be very pleased. That's kind of a big populated area on Memorial Day, and I think it's going to show off well. We had a family member bring me a piece of a veteran's bronze that they found by their loved one's grave space, David Rubottom. It's not been there very long. We're not sure when it got damaged, but as we know, that bronze can be very expensive to replace. I found an avenue with the VA. It took several hours and phone calls, but we got there.
Should be free.
It is free, and now we've got the right people, so we are going to kind of make note of any damaged bronzes and start also going through, trying to note that, especially anything that's been our responsibility.
It's pretty hard to damage a bronze.
It is, but what happens is sometimes those being set in the late fall, the freeze can lift a corner. Well, we're still mowing and mulching and whatnot, and that the freeze lifts it up above what grade it has been previously. So I believe that's the problem. I'm going to kind of visit with Jim Frisk, who is really great at setting those. I think this one may have been set by a family member, so there may be that also, but we're going to just talk about making sure that those get not just some of the corners below grade because of the terrain difference. Sometimes that might leave a corner up higher. Well, we need all the corners. So the lowest corner needs to meet grade rather than the opposite, if that makes sense. So that's kind of a thing we're going to try to get done before Memorial Day so that that family can come back and see that their damaged bronze is repaired. We've gone over the mold removal equipment. The niche walls are set up there. Unfortunately, I have a piece of bad news with one of those being damaged as we uncrated it. We moved them up there, one of them. We sat it, everything's good. We started moving the other one. We could hear some vibrations going on. Made us suspect. We took a peek. Sure enough, there's some extensive damage. I'm navigating that with the company right now. We have a good dialogue, pretty cordial dialogue going right now. I don't think it's going to get off the rails by any means. They're looking back at shipping company. Turns out these things came from China all the way to here. So I'd imagine, you know, that does allow for an opportunity for those to get damaged. We're aware of the crating situation. They've not been maybe inspected the way they should have been when they arrived. So thankfully this company does understand we're trying to repeat this process maybe 12 more walls or more in the future, and they are aware of that, so that is kind of giving them motivation to try and help us out. So minor setback, I like to think it's a minor setback, and the biggest setback is going to be in our timeline. The concrete would have been actually finished today had that not happened, so it's probably going to push us back maybe weeks or a month negotiating with the company. I'll keep you guys posted as that information comes to me. I'll try to let maybe Luke or somebody know what's kind of going on with that. The KC gate is going to be a more hard start date of May 1st. He has been a really good communicator. We were going to get him a check 2 weeks ago, but he declined that because he didn't want to get too spread out with where he was at. He had another project that he had not completed yet. He asked if we could wait to get that material money to him, which I appreciate his communication and his more accurate scheduling. He still says that that's not going to be a problem having that done for Memorial Day, which is kind of our target.
Remind me who he
is. He is Mountain Metalworks, Garen Fowler. He's right here in Buffalo. He was the head guy for Chris George out at his forge before Chris sold. Garen has been out on his own doing this for a little over a year and a half now, but he's worked with Chris for probably a decade or longer. That is the bulk of my Sexton report.
Skipped over the log building.
Oh, I'm sorry. Log building. So what we've done in the log building, I kind of briefly touched on that last time. We're trying to turn that into maybe more of a walk-in kiosk as well as maybe a little exhibit for the history of the museum. I'm getting a bid from a person here in town, the guy that did the office for us in KC. He's going to just itemize that so that we know what that would look like. We may have some funds to go ahead and start doing some of that this year, depending on his bid.
His bid to do exactly?
To do what we would like for the interior of that to look like. There was a double door on the south end of that, which was kind of a garage door, and we just have been using it for debris storage and mower storage. We have plenty of other mower storage. That little building, I kind of look at it as a historic part of our cemetery. It was the old office or Sexton's shop. And what I would like to do is create a more of a frontier setting or that timeline. So when you walk in, it looks more like a log cabin inside. We're going to do kind of maybe a wainscot type, maybe some metal on the bottom portions, like a corrugated, galvanized type aged metal on the bottom. We'll do a batten board on the top. The reason we need to cover that is because the logs on the inside are very icky. They don't look like the logs on the outside. So it's going to really make that pretty on the inside, a new tongue and groove roof. So it'll match the time setting which that log cabin was initially set there. Where that double door is, I'd like that to be framed in, and we're going to make it a digital kiosk, but it's going to look more like a fireplace, if you will, that you can approach and do your loved ones in our burial search. And really, it's just going to be a touchscreen kiosk. It'll designate the one website, which will be our burial search. And then off to the right of that, in that corner, for those of us that are maybe not digitally sound, we'll still have a paper directory on a desk that looks like it's kind of a staged desk, like maybe the sexton stepped away and his directory is open. It'll be battened down to the desk, so it's not something that they can just walk off with by any means, but it offers two options for the directory. One of them obviously will direct that directory of the kiosk will update immediately as soon as I put something in Sims. It puts it in that kiosk, whereas the paper copy will still need to be maintained. But we have been doing, we did do something different towards the end of last year, putting just the 2023 burials in the front and then the prior year's burials in alphabetical order. We've now updated that so that all the 2023 burials are in alphabetical order, and now that the 2024 burials will be on the first page.
Clarification question. Mm-hmm. So now 2023 are in with the A through Z's?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So that's
because
all been...
Because if you don't know when they died, that's...
Right. That's really so... And the I guess my reasoning behind that is if they die this year, it's going to be pretty recent. We'll know they died this year, more or less. And a lot of those are the, I'm not going to say they're unmarked graves, but they're temporary marked graves, so there's not a big stone there. And it'll help people to... those are the ones I guess people are usually using that directory for, either the very old ones, but a lot of the new ones like Tiffany Songer, we've had a lot of traffic there and everybody stops in and looks at that directory to find where she is. So it's, we've had zero calls on assistance to the directory since we've started doing it like that, so I think that shows improvement. We did have some calls prior to that, and I think that some of those calls was, were maybe because the directory, even though it was updated, it wasn't accurate. That's all been corrected now. So I guess back to the log building, trying to make it more user-friendly, but also a better use of that building. It's, we need to preserve it. It's,
I agree.
It's a little piece of our Willow Grove history. I think it will look quite quaint in there, and then maybe, I don't know if we can do this later on, but we'll have the some of the museum tour dialogue or characters maybe in some frames on the wall. And I would like to also create a space on the interior of the north wall that would exhibit some of the local brands from local ranch communities in Johnson County, and maybe offer people an opportunity to put their brand on that wall for a donation to the cemetery. I just thought maybe we could, that's something obviously once that building would be finished, we could maybe enter a dialogue on that and what you guys thought about something like that. So we're trying to come up with some little ways to create more flow out here or more interest and more history, because we do have a very historic
cemetery.
Do we have some historic photographs or something available?
Yeah, through the Jim Gatchel Museum, yeah. I believe we would have.
Well, I think some
and
of
the
those.
Library.
And Nancy the library, Tab. Yeah. Nancy Tabb, she's, I'm sure everybody knows Nancy, but she's a wealth of history information.
Even if we have reproductions of the old.
Well, that's what I'm
yeah. not and that's what they would all kind
but,
of be a reproduction.
You know, anymore, that's not a huge expense to have those
right.
so blown up and, yep. and displayed. I was even thinking, before we were talking about the KC Cemetery, and I was reading that Danette wanted to, you know, hang some things on the walls in mm-hmm. there. You know, maybe we can find some
yeah,
historic
absolutely.
Photographs and put there too, and would just yeah, kind of the same thing.
Yep, I agree.
It's not a nice little log building, but
well, yeah, but
it
demonstrates
it's a nice
the history.
Space,
you know,
it would be comforting.
The deep Latham grave space, all of that. It all it's historic.
We could charge people to see Make Champions.
There you go.
There you go.
So. Two things, I guess. Mm-hmm. You think that we have enough money at this point to do that? Because
to do
I think if we're looking at a 15% decrease, that we might have to start
yeah,
looking
I think
at projects and what we want to cut and what we don't want to do, and I have no idea how much that might cost.
And that's why I'm kind of getting an estimate
okay.
to do something like that ahead of time, and I don't think it is something that would have to all unveil all at one time either. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a... Maybe as one project comes in under budget, we can find some money or an incentive to come under budget if I want to get mm-hmm. some money for my log building.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not going to cost a whole lot of money, and we may even be able to get some of these materials donated to us, which I have no problem kind of visiting with some, like maybe Buckingham, with their sawmill, because we would like some rough sawn stuff, and maybe they get a little, you know,
mention.
Plug that says that that was donated to us by Buckingham. I don't know. It's all kind of in a idea phase. But
so the kiosk itself, when you go in to use it,
mm-hmm.
is do we already have that?
We do not, but we've had some requests for it, mm-hmm. Or asked. Not request, but maybe, I guess, in a question form why we're not doing that yet. Because I think it's something that a lot of other cemeteries, maybe not so much in Wyoming, but back east, it's
that might be
a
bigger
a common thing.
Outlay for money. I don't know for sure how
but
that
that's
would
a
be.
Good example of something that can wait.
Yeah, exactly. It's just,
you know,
and that's something that
right
could be
and
done and then the kiosk installed when the funds are available.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Buffalo Computer Consulting, and they said that that could actually be done pretty cheap with a touch screen, basically, that locks in one website. It's just, I'm not a tech guy, but they said that there's some digital hardware that you put in, and it only allows for that one website to be accessed, and it's basically all touch screen.
Then the physical record, is that the big book?
No, it's not the
okay.
big book. It's the big book, that is kind of like that original photograph that we wouldn't want out there in the public.
Okay.
So the actual directory, it's just printer
okay.
paper, and we update that.
Okay.
Well,
it's the one that's out there now.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing, but
okay.
maybe dress it up a bit.
Okay. That it's horrifying to think that something might happen to the big book.
I agree.
You know, you guys are in a pretty unique position because you have three mills that you can draw from, so it's really not going to affect your budget. What's going to affect your budget is your budgeting, so you know how many big mills to levy to run the cemetery as kind of business as usual.
And so they're allowed up to three mills, and historically I think that you guys have generally taken one or one and a half. Is that
so.
One?
One or less.
One or less, yeah. So that's, yeah.
I'd like to stay that way. If
yeah.
It isn't critical that you cut your programs in order to stay within your budget. Your budget is is pretty guaranteed.
Yeah.
Not like most of them.
I think our irrigation system is going to be the biggest project we see come through here for maybe my whole time, I would like to think. So.
And it needs to be done well.
Yeah. And that's our primary focus. But these are some things that we're doing in the meantime because we like to stay busy. Sometimes we may trip over work, going to work, but we try not to. We try to, you know, realize what's in front of us, take care of that. But on our, we have some downtime, some off days. Those are the things that we've been doing, is just kind of purging our inventory, cleaning the house, making a better use of the space that we do have.
Good for you. Speaking of the sprinkler system, when does that work begin?
So the work, like I've said, has kind of begun, but we're at a point right now we're waiting for what's called an isolation valve. And that's one of the first key ingredients to this system, and that's the ability to shut off other sections as we install. So as those isolation valves are supposedly, I checked with Patrick today, they're on a truck heading our way. So that means, you know, we'd like, obviously, to get the cemetery on its feet is our number one priority, but we're pretty well staffed to get that done and maybe start trenching anytime in the next week or two, I would like to think. We've kind of got a big attack, a beginning attack started, and that requires us to do a lot of fusing, which is we're going to be able to fuse some fittings before we actually need them. So we're kind of pre-staging some stuff, getting some material laid out in front of us, and really, it has begun. It's just we don't see it yet.
Sure.
If that makes sense.
But that would make it easier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Go faster. Okay, I want to add to this next to the report. Okay, I had it's been over a month, a message from a member of the Trails Board commenting on, I don't know what a mess it was, where they went in and took out the Russian olives. Am I saying that correctly? They left a mess, and the board had concerns. And so I talked to Sean, and they were already on it, and he and Paul. And Sean sent me a photo the other day, and I passed it on to this person, and said, I'll walk down there, you know, today. Absolutely loved it and was very appreciative and thankful to me. And I said, oh, no, I didn't have anything to do with it. I said, that's all Sean and Paul. Now, should we have had to clean it up? No, I think that could have gone back to the contractors. But they were one step ahead of it, as usual, and took care of business. So,
well, we want to keep our friends and neighbors happy. I mean, this is not my cemetery. This is our cemetery.
But I liked his comment. Yeah, in a year she's going to be wanting to come for a picnic with us down there.
And I hope she does. That's what I really want. I want people to use that trail, and I want it to be one of the more used areas. I want people commented at coffee, wow, have you been down on the Even Nepper Park Trail? Well, I didn't know we had one. Well, you got to come check it out. It's right next to the cemetery. They've done wonderful things. And it isn't our trail to maintain, but we have the equipment to do it. It's some of that mess was obviously our responsibility. So we like to think that we, not only did we put it back, we made it better.
Right.
And we want to do that with everything we do.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Great.
Any other questions for Sean? We've got no other business unless something else came to mind. So if there's no need for an executive session, take a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
We did talk about going on the field trip today.
Yeah, if you guys would like to go through and see some of the things.
Yeah.
We got everything kind of nice and clean and shiny right now. We're about to go full on work mode again. So we've had a little bit of, not off time, but clean time. So if you want to see things nice and shiny, it's a good day to do it.
Like Tanner said, when you drive in this road, you can see the cemetery now. Because the ditch is clean.
Yeah. And we're just going to keep picking away at it. There's a lot left to do, but I think that at this point you can see some things that we've done. So.
I second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.